The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the world is facing huge environmental problems that are almost irreversible. And trees represent the most critical carbon sink available to us and the fastest way to try to reverse the damage. But forest fires and land being cleared to feed the world's population have contributed to forest reduction. The 100 Million Trees project is aiming to plant 100 million native Irish trees across Ireland over the coming decade. The project is seeking to restore Ireland's natural environment through the planting of young native tree varieties, and to date has planted at 307 sites in Ireland and Northern Ireland. The 100 Million Project founder is Richard Mulcahy, and he's with me in studio. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How did this come about?
This came about in that I retired, luckily was able to retire early, and I bought a farm and I decided to plant trees on the farm. And my local farmers weren't too happy. This is one big field of 160 acres. And they said, you can't be ruining good land planting trees. I said, we need to plant trees. So I planted 150,000 trees on it.
Was there any problem in doing that? I mean, are there rules and regulations?
Yeah, so the government have plans where they encourage farmers and people to plant trees. And you have to get licenses and they have to be a certain mixture of trees. So they have those sort of structures. But I was thinking when I was planting the trees, the ordinary person would love to plant trees, and how could we make it easy for them without having to go through government regulations to plant trees? And myself and my brother, who are into David, and Tina, my sister, who are interested in trees, decided we'd come up with this idea to plant 100 million trees. And we thought,
where did you get the figure 100 million from? Just because have a nice ring to it.
Well, no, because there are a number of things. You know, you can do a big project as easy as a small project if you're organised. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's no point in aiming small when we're facing the catastrophe we are facing.
Now, if we were to succeed in the decade of this planting program to plant 100 million trees, what impact would that actually have?
That 100 million trees would, on average, over the lifetime of the tree, extract 2 million tonnes of carbon dioxide from the air. Now, in 2018, the government had the baseline for COP of 60 million tonnes of carbon dioxide that were being emitted, and they have to reduce that by 51% by 2030. And they're not going to do that. The EPA have said there is no way Ireland's going to reach that target. We're going to be 15 million tonnes short. So if we planted 100 million trees, we would actually make up for 30% of that shortage. And that's
And that is in terms of what the calculations allow, because there are obviously international calculations that are agreed in terms of what a tree will absorb.
Yes. So the best research that's been done, this has been in America, what a tree will absorb. And we're planting in an unusual way. It's called the Miyawaki method. It's a Japanese guy who came up with this concept in Japan in the early 70s. Instead of planting 1,000 trees in an acre, he'd plant 10,000 trees in an acre. Now, that may seem mad to you.
Yeah, because it would make it for a very dense...
But actually, the beauty about that is because it's dense, the trees grow much quicker. So they grow 10 times quicker, which means they absorb carbon 10 times quicker, much more than that. But also they create an area of biodiversity that's 30 times greater than traditional forest.
I always thought that the dappled light you get through in a forest allows for biodiversity to thrive underneath the canopy. You're saying no, if you've got a complete canopy.
If you think about it, if you've got lots of gaps in your house, it's not a very comfortable place to live in. So for the animals to have this compact area that can't be accessible by humans, it's a huge draw for biodiversity, and it's very effective in that way. But so our first site that we planted was in Tintern Abbey in 2022. In 2025, the trees are up at 16 feet. So it's a phenomenal growth. You have a tree canopy within 6 or 7 years.
Now, are they to become, if you like, managed forests, or are they to be like permanent forests like we had back in pre-farming times when the whole country was covered in trees?
The whole idea of these is that they are that we plant them in people's back gardens, a quarter of an acre, and their legacies to look after for the next generation, and they'll never be cut down.
So it's not about producing timber.
It's not about producing timber. This is to complement the government's scheme of planting commercial trees. We're doing this for people, to empower people to do something for the environment if they've got a quarter of an acre.
What are the best trees? We have,
name
15 native trees?
If you can name the 15 native
trees. I can't name the 15, no.
I'd give a donation. Yeah. Very few people can, but I mean, they're oak, birch, alder, yew, Scots pine, hazel, strawberry, cherry, apple. There's a load of them. So we plant, we mix all of those because the benefit is they're all native trees, and it creates a very interesting visual when they're growing.
Now, some people will talk about, you know, trees in the back garden and they become too big.
Yes.
You know, they're not comfortable to live with because they may, roots come through the patio or in through, you know, might damage your drainage and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. We don't encourage planting in that. There are 137,000 farms in the country. There are 450,000 houses in the countryside with over half an acre. And people have to mow that every weekend. So we ask people to donate a quarter of an acre to us, and we, free of charge, will plant 2,500 trees with professionals for them, free of charge.
So you do it free of charge? You supply the saplings?
We supply the saplings and the professional planters, and we plant 2,500 trees in 4 hours. Which is amazing, really, and it all happens because of people, corporates like Unifar who sponsor it, and Don Maher from Homestead & More. So people like that are very generous. They're looking after their ESP and their staff, and they're giving a legacy that's going to be there when they're well truly gone.
Now, I mentioned the number of sites where you have been planting, and some of them would be large enough and some would be tidy, small.
Yeah.
1 million by this March, is that the...
No, so we'll have planted 1 million trees by the middle of March, but also we're in advanced negotiations with the Department of Sport to plant 1 million trees for the Ryder Cup. Because if you think about all these big sporting events we have and all the carbon dioxide that's generated, we've came up with this idea for every big sporting event that we should plant 1 million trees.
You're not suggesting the trees be planted around the course?
Well, interesting enough, Adair Manor wants us to plant 250,000 trees, not obviously blocking the golfers, but in around the course for them. So that'll be part of the planting. Right?
I was just thinking, if it's so densely planted, your ball wouldn't want to go in there. You'll never find it.
No, I think they're away from the holes in it. But it's, you know, the whole idea of initiative, like we're talking about data centres. Ireland should be making data centres plant trees. If they're going to build a big data centre, you should plant 1 million trees to neutralise your carbon.
Okay, again, they've got the budget for data centres is so enormous, they certainly would have the budget to do something like this.
They would, but I mean, if you think about it, we're going to be hit in 2030 by a fine of up to 25 billion euro, where the government's either going to pay that money or they're going to have to go out and buy carbon credits to make up for the loss of...
So it's going to cost them one way or the other.
It's going to cost them one way there. If they gave us 800 million euro, which is really a tiny amount, we would be able to plant 500 million trees, which would cut that cost in half. So they would reduce their bill down to 12 billion.
So you're prepared to plant where there are locations offered to you, but then the landowner takes... maintenance of the trees.
It's their land. They don't have to even maintain it, Pat. It's simple. Literally, because the trees grow so closely together, they kill the weeds within 2 or 3 years. So there's no real weeding. You just walk around them once a year, stamp down in the weeds. It's so simple. I mean, simple ideas are the best ideas.
Now, you're proposing mixed forestry, if you like, with all the different native
all the native trees
mixed up with each other. I mean, is that... good forestry? Does that tend to work rather than the monoculture that you have with, say, Sitka spruce?
Yeah, monoculture is obviously for commercial reasons, but this these trees work very well together. The concept, it's unlike us humans. When you plant mixtures of trees together, strong and weak, the strong trees look after the weak trees. Mm. They send the enzyme to the weak trees to keep them. So there's a very low failure rate. So you've got they work very well together.
Someone says, what about trees that produce something edible? Also, the trees have to be thinned, surely.
No, this is the beauty. This is natural thinning. The stronger trees will win out. So the first Miyawaki forest was planted in 1976 in Yokohama University. And if you look at it now, 50 years later, it's just this amazing canopy of trees. And the weaker trees have died and the stronger trees are there. So no clearing out, no work at all needed.
Now, the question of disease, you know, we saw with Dutch elm disease and you've had ash dieback, things like, you know, that do happen in nature. And then sometimes the strong do survive and you end up with trees that are resilient because they were disease resistant.
Yeah.
But what about red flags in that area?
So the big problem with disease is the ease nowadays, that the ease of transport, the ease of moving from one country to another. The reason we got ash dieback was we imported disease trees from other countries. We knew this 20 years earlier that disease was there, but we continued to import. So we have to start growing our own trees. So nurseries like Nonso Hardy, who are the biggest grower of native trees here, they need to be facilitated by the government to grow more trees in this country to avoid disease.
I'll read out some of the texts coming in, and there are many. Only for people like your guest, we should be in a terrible position. The only trees planted here are ironically along new roads. Also, county councils need to insist on native hedging with all new housing. It seems to be all imported or non-native laurel, for example. Mm. These hedges will be like green bathroom ware of the 1980s. Horrendous to look at and about as useful as what goes into it. That's from Carl in Meath. Billy from Galway here. We live in a 3-bed semi-detached in Galway City. Our back garden is about 10 metres by 7. We were thinking of planting 2 copper beeches at the back of the garden. Would you recommend that?
No. And as much as I love planting trees, it creates lots of problems with your neighbours, with roots and all that type of thing. You really need more open land to do. I mean, we should be, anyone should plant a tree, but you just need to be mindful of your neighbours.
I mean, shrubs will do a bit of a job.
Yeah,
anyway.
Shrubs are great,
The Wicklow Mountains, this one, are devoid of trees. It's a scene of devastation. Looks like a large bomb went off. So what you're proposing is a great plan. That's Mary from Roundwood. The denuding of the Wicklow Hills.
Absolutely. And the things, there's an interesting, there's Iceland built a unit, a big Hoover to capture air. I don't know if you heard, remember this. They spent $15 million and they extracted 4,000 tons from the air. And if they, and they spent $2.8 million a year to manage that. If they had come to us, we could have planted 250,000 trees at $400,000 to do the exact same thing.
Question, are some trees better than others at this carbon capture?
Yeah, well, I mean, the oaks obviously last much longer. So the longer a tree lasts, the more carbon it captures. And some trees, alders are very good because we have wet weather. We happen to have wet weather here in Ireland. I'm sure everybody's noticed. So there's different trees have different carbon abilities, but all trees capture carbon and therefore all trees should go on the ground.
How do people get in touch?
100milliontreesproject.ie. Very simple.
Very simple. Yeah. Richard Mulcahy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity. Yeah,
we'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.